Srila Prabhupada in such a close proximity. I could sit with Srila Prabhupada. I always used to, whenever I used to have some time, I would just sit next to Srila Prabhupada's bed and chant and just see Srila Prabhupada if he needed anything. And I was always there to serve him. My sannyas also brought another responsibility, that now I have to qualify myself. I had the need and responsibility to qualify myself to be, to preach, to give classes. I was just a new devotee, few months only in the movement. And one morning, Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me, look, you are a sannyasi now, so you have to give the Bhagavatam class. At that time, in Vrindavan, most of the senior devotees assembled because of Srila Prabhupada's health condition. All the GBC members, most of the sannyasis of ISKCON at that time, all the senior devotees, they just came to Vrindavan. And naturally, different days, different senior devotees are giving the classes. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj insisted that I should give classes also. So one day he called the temple president and told me that I would give the class next day. And I was feeling very reluctant and very unqualified, because to give a class in front of so many stalwart, exalted devotees of ISKCON was a big challenge. And so I was trying to get out of it. I was pleading to Tamal Krishna Maharaj that I have so much to do and I need to be with Srila Prabhupada. And on top of everything, I don't feel qualified to give class in front of all these exalted devotees. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj defeated all my arguments. He said, okay, well, you give the class, I'll be with Srila Prabhupada. And this point that you are not qualified is not valid, because you are a sannyasi now. Prabhupada gave you sannyas. So that qualifies you to give Bhagavatam classes. And so I had to give the class. And after the class, when I came back, Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked me, so how was the class? I said, I don't know. Maybe you should ask others what they thought of the class. He said, no, what was their reaction like when you're giving the class? And I said, I don't know, because I was not seeing their reactions. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked, what do you mean by you are not seeing their reactions? Then I said, because throughout the class, I did not look up. I only looked down at the book and at the floor, and I gave the class without even looking up. And he started to laugh. And that was the beginning of my giving Bhagavatam classes. I think that was the first time actually I gave the Bhagavatam class. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj that way was always pushing me. He was such an expert leader. I mean, he was always concerned about making leaders out of others. And he was very concerned about my taking the lead, my coming forward and establishing myself as a leader of ISKCON. Like, I remember in 1978, Gaur Purnima festival, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was staying in the same room with me in Mayapur. And the morning that Tamal Krishna Maharaj was supposed to give the class, he just told me, look, why don't you give the class today? I said, no, you are supposed to give the class today. He said, no. It'll be nice if you give the class. I said, look, I can't, because there is, practically during the Mayapur festival that year, the devotees, all the senior devotees came from all over the world, and there were thousands of devotees assembled in Mayapur. And they were all expecting Tamal Krishna Maharaj to give the class because he was such an exalted devotee, such an eloquent speaker, and he was so exemplary in everyone's eyes. And like, if I went to give the class instead of him, they will probably start to boo at me. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj, once he decided something, it's very, very difficult to make him change his mind. So he just insisted that I have to give the class. And so after the Guru Puja, when the class was set, Tamal Krishna Maharaj just made the announcement that today, although he was supposed to give the class, he wanted me to give the class instead. And then he made me sit down, and he sat in front of me on the floor while I was sitting on the Vyasasan giving the class. And I was not prepared, I didn't know what to speak. But I just remembered one lecture of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he very systematically established the difference between matter and spirit. Even in this material nature, there are objects that are inert and that are others that are living. And he established that by nature, all material objects are inert. Our body is made of matter, so it is meant to be inert. But the bodies of the living entities are alive because of the presence of the spirit soul. And then he established how the spirit souls came from the spiritual sky. And then he described the nature of the spiritual sky and established the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Spirit, who is the origin and the source and the maintainer of the spiritual reality, and how living entities are his parts and parcels. And therefore, their objective is, the goal of their life, the purpose of their existence is to become connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the way to become connected to Him is through devotional service. And that is why devotional service is considered to be the ultimate goal of everyone's existence. So that was based on that, I just gave the class. And after the class, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was so happy, and he was telling me that how much he liked the class. This way, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was always guiding me, always encouraging me. Today, I miss him so much. I think everyone in this movement, whoever knew him, misses him, because his disappearance has been such a great loss to our movement. He was the most brilliant and most powerful leader of our movement, next to Srila Prabhupada. From the day he got involved in ISKCON, he had been a leader. And he had been a leader of this movement until the end. And especially when I am in the GBC meeting, his absence in the meeting becomes so painfully, I become so painfully aware of his absence. Whenever there is some critical decision to make, I wonder how Tamal Krishna Maharaj would have reacted to that, how he would have responded, how he would have acted, how he would have decided. And often I have noticed, like, his decisions were so brilliant and so so outstanding, as if he was just casting a brilliant light on that topic through his comments and through his analysis of the situation. So we miss him, and I pray to Krishna that someday, if I can make it back to the spiritual sky, I'll be able to be with him again, because I know he is there with Srila Prabhupada in the spiritual sky. Wherever Srila Prabhupada is, Tamal Krishna Maharaj must be there with him too.